Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Everyone seems to be upset about Pablo Reyes being the first right-handed bat off the bench. And I just want to ask a question. I just want to bring it up. I want to think about it, because clearly the Yankees need another right-handed bat. Wouldn't deny it. And clearly I'm not satisfied with Pablo Reyes being the bench guy for right-handed hitting. I get it. I'm not happy about that. They should have a better bench. They should have a better player. And again, Nolan Arenado is hitting 98-mile-an-hour fastballs. His bat speed is ticked up. Go trade for Nolan Arenado right freaking now before he has a really good year. And at the deadline, everybody is looking to trade for him. And it's going to cost prospects instead of just money. And guess what? The Yankees aren't loaded with prospects to trade, and that'll be part of my conversation when we get to Sandy Alcantara and the idea that the Mets and Yankees would both be up for him at the trade deadline. But here's my question, because I really feel like it's like funny to me about how the Yankee fans, or just baseball fans in general, feel so quickly into the season. Pablo Reyes, right? They already want. Oswald Peraza being the guy off the right-handed bench. Why do we hate Oswald Peraza? Why are we not doing this? Why do I have to see Reyes again in this spot? Blah, blah. Like, do you want these teams? Same thing now, Beatty. Get Beatty the hell out of here. Put in Acuna. He's been better over the last couple days. Why is Beatty still in the lineup? Just play Acuna. He's better, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Do you think that organizations, whether it's Brian Cashman, who I know you all love and respect, or whether it's David Stearns, who I really know you all love and respect, should they not have convictions in their thought processes 6 games into the year? Like, here's my question to any Yankee fan who is screaming about Pablo Reyes and Aaron Boone pinch hitting him as opposed to Oswald Peraza and doing all. They know they need right-handed bats. They know they do. They know it. They haven't been able to do it, and I think the owner in this case, which I've yelled about all offseason, is inhibiting them from doing it and not willing to spend the money to go do it. But they know they need right-handed bats. They knew they didn't have enough. They know against left-handed pitching they're going to have issues. They know all this. They know how right now, at least, that the Martian isn't great from the right side. They need more right-handed pop. They went through spring training, and Pablo Reyes had a great spring. He had a great spring. And as a career major leaguer, he has not been that good, except against left-handed pitching, in which he is very successful. Say what you want about him. He was a butcher at third base in the second game of the year. And I don't love him, but he hits left-handed pitching, and they need right-handed bats. They are 6 games in. Right? We talk about accountability, and we talk about giving the players who've earned it the opportunity. The guy mashed in spring. The Yankees had a belief. The Yankees saw something and made a decision. Do we really want organizations to give up on their thought process and their beliefs 4 games in and 6 at-bats in? Like, I think we overreact to the point. Now, again, Aaron Boone should have a better option than Pablo Reyes. And Brian Cashman should have given him a better option than Pablo Reyes. And the owner should be willing to pay for a better option than Pablo Reyes. But that's who they have. And I know they have a young prospect in Oswald Peraza down there, and they haven't shown him a lot of love. And he hit a home run earlier in the season. But they had spring training, and they had a battle for who would be that right-handed bat. Pablo Reyes won it. He won it. And now five games in, they haven't even played their sixth game. 5 games in, we want them to abandon that thought process, not care that he won the job in spring and that he performed for them when he had to save his job and still be in the major leagues. And they want them to abandon that 4-5 at-bats in to the season. Like, eventually they might have to, and hopefully they will get a better player so that it doesn't have to be the option. I'm with you. I want Nolan Arenado so bad I can taste it. But what makes me laugh is, like, we want accountability. We want them to play the guys who've earned it and deserved it. And this guy earned it and deserved it over spring. And now he's like 6-7 at-bats in, and we're screaming every time he's up. I can't believe I'm watching, but I can't take this. We knew what it was heading in. Should Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees abandon what they believed 5 games in? Like, why is he up? He's up because they know they need a right-handed bat. He's mashed lefties in his history, and he had a good spring. Should they not give him the opportunity? Like, it just makes me laugh. I don't love it. I'm not thrilled about it. But we get mad 4 days in. Like, we all knew what the roster was. Should they abandon their thought process? Should they have no, like, should it just be like, well, this is what we think. Oh, man, he struck out. Forget it. I guess we were wrong. I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, we want organizations to make rash decisions 2 days in off a thought process that had been made for 40 days. They had a process of an entire month and a half at spring training, had a decision, made it, and now we should abandon it 3 days in because he's not hitting in 5 or 6 at-bats. That's why I will stick with Beatty for a while. He earned it in spring. I know he's been up here before, and I know Acuna's played better than him. But they made a decision to give this guy an opportunity. It's got to last more than 2 series on the road. And everyone's clamoring, get this guy off the field, just play Acuna. And that might happen, and it might be what plays itself out over the next month or so. But, like, these organizations, these teams, they have a decision-making process. They made it, and we want them to abandon that at the first sign. And this is minor stuff. Like, Beatty's not going to make or break the Mets. And Pablo Reyes, as the bench piece, right-handed bat coming off the bench, certainly isn't going to make or break the Yankees. And I hope they improve it over the course of the season, and they better. But, like, right now, every Yankee fan is screaming, I got to watch this. I got to see this. Yes, you do. You do. Otherwise, we're just an organization that throws dart, you know, who just doesn't care. And it's like, okay, well, I thought this. I guess we're wrong. Oh, like, There's got to be convictions in your decisions, otherwise why are we making them?
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.